Hello, everybody. I'm Leoff, and I'm here to share with you my perspective on the possibilities of Mars. Lately, we've been studying elements of the periodic table in science. We learned that some gases can be poisonous and deadly to large populations. If something were to one day contaminate most of Earth, it would pretty much affect everyone, so this is something really worth researching. So I wondered, if something like this were to happen, what planet would we go to, and what would we encounter? After doing some research, I noticed that Mars would be the best planet to go, and it may just already contain life. Think about it, an alien, something belonging to a foreign country or nation. This can also apply to planets, and Mars may just be filled with tons of them. So my main question is, what are the possibilities of Mars? What conclusions can we make about life and colonization of Mars and extraterrestrial life in general? Now, I'm going to interview my classmate Amelia to see her perspective on what we can encounter on Mars and if it's worth colonizing to become the new Earth. So, basically, other people think that there is life on other planets, meaning extraterrestrial life. We could find them on a planet nearby or in our solar system. What do you think about that?
It's a possibility.
Can you explain?
We don't know enough about other planets to fully understand, like, what's on them.
Okay, but, you know, we can't be the only source of life. Elements of Earth, like water, air, maybe oxygen, was found on other planets, maybe like Mars.
Yeah, but other planets don't contain the same amount of required resources to survive. Like, no water, like the temperature is not right, it could be like too cold or hot, and there's many more, like it could be radioactive or something.
Imagine if there were aliens on other planets. You know those stuff that you see on cartoon shows with those big heads and weird eyes?
And the antenna.
Do you think that may be possible to find extraterrestrial life if we discovered other planets?
Maybe. Like, it's a possibility.
Well, I mean, just because we don't know too much about other planets, it doesn't mean that once we actually explore them that we can't find it.
Yeah, but some planets, like, don't contain the resources that we need to survive.
What do you mean? Like, what does other planets not have that we do?
Like, most planets that we know don't have water or heat, or it's the wrong temperature. Like, it could be too cold or too hot. It could be, like, radioactive.
What do you think is that just right planet, besides Earth, that may not be too hot or too cold?
Like, what do you mean? Like, an other planet that exists or, like, a makeup planet?
That exists, like, maybe in our solar system.
I think the most, like, possibility is Mars. No other planets can be, like, completely fit like Earth is.
Yes, but once we contaminate Earth... We may not be able to live on it anymore. Do you think we'll find life somewhere else that may be able to help us?
It's very unlikely.
Basically, on a survey that we recently did, we found that 50% of people said that there may be life on Mars. 25% of people said there's probably a definite chance because there's water and a thin layer of oxygen.
But the other 25% said
no. But still, what some people said, that person said, is I don't think so because the planet has been explored before and there was no sign of life.
Exactly what I've been saying.
Yes, but we haven't explored the planet. There's probably half the planet that we haven't even seen yet. Have you ever seen a picture of Mars, like a full 360 circle? No, because we haven't seen all of it yet. We'll be back after a few short ads. Remember to check out my other blogs about life on Mars and extraterrestrial life and the colonization of Mars. Now that we covered what we think about there being life on Mars, if for some reason we may not have been able to live on Earth. What do you think about colonizing Mars? I mean, if we were able to transport all our Earth materials into there, do you think that could become maybe the next new Earth?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Well, in a recent survey I took, 100% of people said that we may be able to colonize Mars, even though it is far distance away and we very little have been able to get there. If we advance our technology, we should be able to find if there is any life. What do you think about that?
I think that it could definitely not be the new Earth. Like, it's not. It's just not fit for life.
Well, I understand that Earth is fit, but have you ever thought about this? I read this article and it said that oxygen may not be as good for you as it seems. Like, we all know the average life for a male is 70 years old and an average life for a woman is 83, around somewhere there.
Yeah.
But do you think oxygen could be a new poison that contaminates?
What do you mean?
Or could kill, or like, do you think oxygen could be poisonous that it takes that amount of time to kill you? Because we don't know if Mars, if we put a person on there, that they won't be able to survive for longer than maybe Earth.
I think definitely not. We need oxygen. Like, it's, say, underwater. Like, we have underwater. The oxygen is not in the water. It's H2O, not O2.
So you're saying we need to breathe?
Yes, we need to breathe.
But what if there was another type of air? Like obviously, oxygen isn't the only element that's a gas. Maybe there's another element that is found on Mars that may do better.
Okay, so I have an example. So if we go to the moon, so, like, the people on the moon,
yeah,
right? And in their spacesuits, they start running out of oxygen, okay?
Okay.
You say that? They find it harder to breathe because they don't have oxygen.
For the moon, maybe space itself doesn't have enough air to survive, but specifically the moon, you can't, like, you know that theory that the Earth is flat?
Mm-hmm.
That we're basically standing on the surface of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
The moon just has a surface. There's no layers to it.
Yeah, it's just a
rock. When you think about it, it's just a rock. So what you're really breathing in is the air of space, which obviously we know doesn't work. But if you go into a planet with a thin atmosphere of oxygen like Mars, we may be able to find a way with technology to breathe.
You said that the layer of oxygen is very thin.
Well, yes, but if we find a way to take that, we may not be able to support, like, billions of people like we have on Earth, but with the oxygen that we do have on Mars and the amount of people that we may be able to transport, I think that they may have a chance of surviving. Because sources of water were found on Mars, and we all know water can contain microorganisms. There was this experiment where you take a little cup of lake water and you can find little creatures or, like, cells, forms of life in them. And if Mars has water, maybe they can contain that too.
Yes, but it's not proven to have water on Mars.
Yes, but it's very likely, considering it is a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just because we haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not there. There is a thin layer of oxygen on Mars, which can support some forms of life. Maybe for not very long, but if they have enough time to reproduce, maybe they will.
It's still unlikely to have, like, organisms that we don't know about.
Yes, but we haven't even explored our Earth yet. We don't know what's out there. You can't find a list anywhere of every single organism that there is because we haven't discovered all of everywhere yet.
Yes, but the oxygen is very thin there. Like, even if there is any, it would probably be, like, super thin. There'd probably still not be any life able to survive with that amount of oxygen.
Yes, but imagine if we could, like, find life on another planet. What do you think would happen?
That we could probably research it, bring it back to Earth.
So, if we were to transport resources from Earth and bring them back to Mars, do you think Mars could become the new Earth?
Oh, no, not at all.
Why do you think this?
Because Earth is perfectly fit for life. It has all the stuff we need. It has water, has the right amount of temperature, even though it's going to be so cold.
Yes, but think about it. There is factories and pollution that's contaminating our Earth, and one day it may not be fit to live. So do you think Mars can become the planet we may go to?
No.
Why?
It's just that Mars can never be like Earth. Like, even if we bring all the resources, it can never be like Earth.
Be back after a short ad. Remember to check out my other blogs about life on Mars, extraterrestrial life, and the colonization of Mars.
I'm just wondering, I don't know this. Has any rover come back from Mars to Earth?
Well, it's not like we really wanted it to.
Yes, but that just proves my point even more that Mars might be contaminated. Like, we don't know.
Yes, but rovers can't breathe. Yeah, we don't know, but what if there was life? Do you think we would be able to live on there or colonize it?
No.
In a survey I took of 8th graders, I asked, do you think we could colonize Mars? 100% of the people said that maybe it's possible. To further explain, one person said that there may not be enough resources, but we don't know that, so there still is a chance. What do you think about that?
Then, again, it might be contaminated.
So, to conclude, while me and Amelia still disagree about each other's viewpoints, from our discussion we can conclude that if there's liquid water, there's life on Mars. And if there ends up being some form of liquid water, colonizing Mars and discovering it would be so much easier and maybe possible in the future. We could both agree that for this to happen, we need to further explore and expand our knowledge of Mars along with advancing our technology. So, thanks for listening to my podcast. Check out my blogs for more info. Bye.